Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, this is something that doesn't happen very often. I have my business partner across from me, who's going to be on the show today, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of things related to radio, which is what we do at OTS Media Group. His name is His name is Alan Miller. How are you, Alan Miller?
Unbelievable. You've given me my big break today.
Your big break.
I'm on Straight Talk.
Woohoo! So I'm not going to go in to introduce you to the community because everybody knows who you are. So we're here today because we've got one of our stations, Interstate 107. It's got a big anniversary coming up here this weekend. Is that correct?
That's correct. Right. Saturday. You know, we have talked lots of times about WRHI and the legacy it has, and rightfully so, because it is the heritage station for the state of South Carolina. We'll be celebrating 80 years in December, but sometimes because of the 80 years, Interstate 107 gets overshadowed.
Yep.
And this year, 60 years takes place on this coming Saturday, the 28th of July. And Manning, if you think back 60 years ago when WPAJ at that time, later to become WRHM, debuted on the air, you and I were in high school. Long time ago.
And by the way, WPAJ stands for President Andrew Jackson.
That's correct. And that is because Lancaster County is where Interstate 107 originated. Right. It started way back in 1964. A lot of people know it as one of the very first FM stations in this area. Now, you got to think back when you were in high school, you and I, what was King? AM radio.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nobody listened to FM.
No, they didn't even know what it was.
And FM, if it was on the air, it was elevator music, as we called it, which is Montavani and big band stuff and a lot of instrumentals.
We can even show you where WRHI had an FM frequency where they didn't know what the heck to do with it, and they tried and tried and tried, and they had all kinds of technical issues with it, and they gave the frequency back.
Yeah. And that's not unusual. In the state of South Carolina, our first FM stations went on the air back in the 1930s, but they didn't survive. And what's unique about WPAJ, which we renamed WRHM when we bought it in 1987, what's unique about it, it's still on the air after 60 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of them didn't survive, just like RHI-FM did not survive.
And it was located, as we said, in downtown Lancaster. And its sister station was WLCM,
correct,
which was an AM station, and that stood for World's Largest Cotton Mill.
Yeah.
I love it.
And that was the way you named your stations back then. And, of course, WRHI.
Yeah. Watch Rock Hill Increase.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So when we got the station, we bought it in 1987, but maybe we ought to go back and talk about the origination, the genesis of WPAJ.
All right, go ahead.
107.1. A guy by the name of Charles Connolly and Gene Baker.
Charles Connolly was an accountant.
He was. And Gene
Baker.
He was a car salesman originally.
That's right.
And he decided that he was going to get into this business, and they found a willing partner in a name that a lot of people remember, William Henry Belk Simpson. Now, he was a grandson of Mr. Belk that founded the Belk Department Stores.
Oh.
And a lot of the department stores at that time, in particular in the PD area in South, were Belk Simpson stores.
Huh.
Because his daughter, Mr. Belk, who bought it, his daughter, married a Simpson, and this gentleman was a son of them. So we have some lineage there that goes back to the Belk family. He was a private investor into the company, Royal Broadcasting, back in 1964. They put the station on the air as a companion station to the AM station. The AM station did very well. And it did well enough to take care of the what FM became station. Interstate.
That's right.
So they percolated along for many years, and in 1987, we bought the station. You may want to tell the tale and how we found the station.
Well, we decided that we needed to have an FM station, which we did not have at the time here in Rock Hill. So I can remember us taking a map. We took a compass, and we put the center of the compass on Rock Hill, and then we did a 25-mile radius around it because we didn't want to be any further than 25 miles away. And there were a few stations within that radius, and we picked up the phone and called them. And I'll never forget finally getting to talk to, I guess it was Gene Baker, the car salesman. And I introduced myself, and I said, "Are you interested in selling?" And he said, "Yes."
Yeah.
And I about fell off the phone.
Yeah, surprised. And Heath Newman, who was a member of the staff at that time, I believe he was our first contact down there, and he gave us Gene Baker's name. He said, "Yeah, this guy will probably be interested." And Gene was, or Heath at that night, who went on to become one of our employees and a member of the Sports Wall of Fame, Heath was on the air riding the board for an Atlanta Braves baseball game. Now, riding the board means he was inserting commercials, and this was one evening.
Before the days of computers, which do all that now.
That's correct. So in 1987, we decided we needed to change the name. The reason we called it WRHM was because we decided music would be the format.
Right. Yep.
And since we had WRHI and the I could stand for information, M could stand for music, and
there we go.
That's the way we signed it on. Later on, we branded it Interstate 107, and Interstate 107 is married to a station out of Chesterfield,
right,
South Carolina, which increased our imprint because our imprint got to maybe 3-4 counties at that time. We decided we couldn't go out, we couldn't find and couldn't afford a 25,000-watt station. So we bought that station at a value. After it was on the air a couple of years, and we married the two of them together probably about 8 years after we initially bought RHM.
And what was interesting is the sister station to Interstate 107, which is at 107.1 on the dial, the one, the sister station, is at 107.3.
Lucky break for us.
Lucky break for us. And you put the two of them together, which they are still to this day, they cover whatever it is, 16 or 17 counties.
18 counties, 10 counties in South Carolina, 8 in North Carolina.
As I always tell everybody, if you're driving down to the beach, you get to Mac B, you're going to run out of 107.1, just flip it one position to 107.3, and boom.
There you go.
Follow it into Florence.
We decided on a country music format.
Yeah? That's because you are Mr. Country Music.
Well, it was something that I
well, it made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense.
And, you know, there was no competition around here for a good country music station. FM, by that time, had established itself as the major place on the dial. It overtook AM for prominence. All the young people wanted to listen to FM. And so that's where we went. And we haven't regretted it.
No.
It's been a great compliment to everything that we do on WRHI. So initially we had those two stations, and we had some challenges getting the signal where we wanted it to go. And so that's presented another story. We had to move the tower. The tower originally was located south of Lancaster.
On a hill.
It was down there somewhere.
On the bypass. It was on the bypass around Lancaster.
And the tower was not high enough. The location was not good enough, and it was, from its current location, was probably a good 15 miles.
Yeah.
So we decided we needed to go north, so that's when we started looking for land, and we made one hop.
And that therein lies a whole other story. I don't think most people realize that when you go to move a radio tower, you just can't put it where you want it. It's got to be approved by the FCC to make sure you don't conflict with other signals. It's got to be approved by the FAA. You got all this other stuff you got to go through. And it took us close to 3 years to find a slot. We finally got it approved, and we built that station, put up a great big, it was a 450-foot tower. At that
right
point.
On Highway 520.
Right on. I mean, it is right on Highway 520. Right across the street now from the new Roseland housing complex, you know, 2,000 homes that are being built.
Right.
There was an old fish camp across the street
there
from
was.
Us, and it burned to the ground.
We ate fish over there many times.
But we put that we got that tower up and turned it on, and we had one technical issue after another. If you remember all that, it was a nightmare getting it the way we wanted to get it.
Yeah, well, we were still able to broadcast.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And our signal south was great. Our signal northeast was great, but our signal toward Rock Hill was not as strong as we wanted it to be.
Yeah, there was a small range of mountains there that just managed to clip that signal. So we did all we could do to make it work. And then, and that was quite an extensive and expensive, I should say,
yeah.
move for us. It took, as I said, several years almost to do
and
that.
We operated like that for about 15 years.
Yeah. Then we decided to do it again. Because what had happened is one of the stations, I believe, I don't know whether it was in Charlotte or it was in Greenville or somewhere, had made a move on their antenna.
I believe it was over in Greenville.
Greenville. And that opened up a little window for us. And so we started it one more time. We found a piece of land about less than 3 air miles north of where the existing tower was then, right north of the Andrew Jackson State Park.
Moving it there made all the difference in the world.
Oh, God, yes. And we haven't got enough time to go through all the challenges we had there. But I will give kudos to Reinhardt Realty because they were working with us on trying to find a piece of land. We found a piece of land, negotiated the price on the project with the full understanding that it would take us about a year to get approval from the FAA and the FCC. Would you wait that long? They said, sure, we'll wait that long. Well, during that 12-month waiting period, the price of land in Lancaster County was going up and up and up and up and up because of what was going on in Indian Land. And so when we got the approval, the landowner at that time decided he wanted a lot more money from us than over above what we negotiated. And then he got pretty angry because we were trying to hold his feet to the fire, and so he wouldn't give us access to the property. So we finally got him to be more reasonable on the increased price. We paid more than we thought we were going to, but we didn't have access. And Reinhardt Realty, who had worked with us, the realtor of that name, a young lady whose name escapes me, she found an adjacent landowner who was willing to give us access across their property.
So we built a road.
So we built a damn road. Never did that before.
That's about a mile.
I don't know. But we built a road back to the tower site. We found a wonderful guy by the name of Mark Lale, who granted us the easement. We paid him for that. And we were able to get access to the property. And there we go. We're building another tower, a bigger tower, 500-foot tower this time.
I remember Billy Howell the guy who built it for us. Billy, still around, does a lot of tree cutting. But this guy had to actually fill in gorges. And we had to pack it down.
Oh, yeah.
And then probably the first 5 years, it washed out several times. And, you know, we did our best, and we were eventually able to get all the equipment back there.
Yeah.
And these towers aren't small.
No.
And they're heavy.
Well, it has a 48-inch face
on
each side, three sides of the tower, 48 inches wide. And the tower is 500 feet tall. And I know we went out there several times to watch these guys build this thing, which is fascinating. And they built the tower, we got it on the air, and it wasn't 60 days later that the guy we had befriended who built the tower passed away. Mm. I remember when Sheila made a bunch of cookies for the crew down there, and we took them. Those guys loved them. And they all went out and got a thank you card and sent it to her.
Right.
How about that? So we got on the air. Woo!
And we had an excellent signal.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
And it was at that time that we really were able to serve the counties that we had set out to serve. We were marginal at best. That was in 2007, so that was 17 years ago. So for 17 years, we've had what I affectionately call a flamethrower because it does cover the area. It's the master signal when it comes to our group of stations.
Sure.
It has the strongest signal. And we try to make it a regional station where we not only cover activities in York County, but we also cover everything in Lancaster County and Chester County and the surrounding county. Even up in Rockingham, we have calls that come to us. Down in Darlington and Florence, those areas we cover. Shiraw, all of those areas, those rural communities, we're able to serve now like we've never served before. And the community has embraced it. The businesses have supported it. And they had an opportunity to, our company had an opportunity to sell businesses advertising that we'd never been able to sell to before. And that, of course, has made us successful.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, I can never forget the one time that I was over in Rockingham. I was right there by the racetrack. And I said, let's see if this thing really does get over here. Punched it up, boom.
Yeah.
Just as big as it could be. It's amazing. So 107.1 has been reborn a couple of times since we've had it. I think we said to each other, I know I said to myself, I am never going to do another tower project as long as I live. The aggravation that Uncle Sam puts you through. We have, over in my office, two spiral-bound books that were required by the FCC to take a look at the historical area. You know, we had to look around. We had to actually do some digs for Indian artifacts, that kind of stuff.
Archaeological digs.
Oh, jeez. And then, when the report was all done, they didn't want me to submit it. They just wanted us to check a box, and it was done. Really? God. So, anyway, we did it, and it's been up and operating, as you say, for 17 years, and it's created exactly what we hoped.
Altogether, we've owned it for 37 years now.
Whew.
And it's great to be able to sit here and wish ourselves happy 60th anniversary.
Yeah, pretty cool. But, you know, just so people realize, what we've done with that station with two tower moves, I mean, we're talking millions of dollars. It is huge amount of money. It's just astronomical. And if we had to do that today, it would be twice as much as what it was 17 years ago. So this is a great business, but it ain't cheap because the electronics keep changing. All right, we have to take our mid-program break and remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Your with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, we're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads are our specialty 6 days a week. How we do them is in the white letters, and we're going to chant that out together for all the people who've never been here before. At the count of three, cameras ready. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Good job, Gordon. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
We hope you'll choose The Nest to deliver your newest bundle of joy. The Nest is a new labor and delivery recovery postpartum unit at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, working to make your pregnancy and childbirth experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Our physicians and nursing staff at Piedmont are dedicated to giving expectant mothers the maternity care they want and need. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR revert to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Hey, hon, can you grab the sunscreen? Oh, shoot, my cell phone died. Can you take it in and charge it? Oh, and do you know where the box fan is? Grab that too. And we're going to need an extension cord.
It's summertime, so spend your day relaxing in your backyard, not fetching everything from inside. Have Jonathan Brown Electric make your outdoor living work for you with new exterior outlets, patio fans, and even outdoor garden lighting. Jonathan Brown Electric, 704-936-8990.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, as we continue our discussion with my business partner, Mr. Alan Miller, and we're talking about the 60th anniversary of one of our stations, which is Interstate 107, our country music station that you can find. You can find pretty much anywhere as you go across South Carolina. If it ain't on 107.1, it's on 107.3.
And you can get it on your app, too.
On your app, yeah. My God. You know, the technology that now you can take your radio station, whoever it is, anywhere in the world.
Yep.
You never lose track of it. Never lose track of it. Okay, so 60 years. What are we doing to mark 60 years besides bloviate on this program?
Well, there's a lot of things going on. I think the fact that we're such a strong sports station too, you know.
Oh yeah.
We our country music format is unlike any other format in the world because we create it locally. We have our own weekly play chart. We don't take our play chart from somebody in Chicago or Atlanta. We customize it to our local listeners, the requests that we get in the morning. And so I think that's part of our heritage that we've developed since 1987. We also have been the University of South Carolina station for all of the sports,
right.
The baseball, the football, and the basketball. USC being our prominent college in the state, just a few miles down the line, we are, besides the station in Columbia, we are the number two station out of a 26-member group in the state of South Carolina. So we the network has that much confidence in us that we can cover the area they need up here, which includes Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
Which now is a big part of our listening area. And it's become known as a Gamecock station. And it's been that way since we bought the station in 1987. And I don't know how many years prior to that they had the station on the air, but it certainly has been a big part of that. And, of course, our own Chris Miller and Chet Tucker are both part of the broadcast team, the network broadcast team.
Sure.
They do the pregame and the halftime and the postgame. So it's a big part of what the Gamecocks do, and we love our relationship with the University of South Carolina. In addition to that, NASCAR.
Oh, that's a big one there.
That's
big one.
That's something that I felt was important. When we got Interstate 107, we had some sporadic races that we would air on WRHI when we just had WRHI, but whenever we had the bigger signal, we felt that we could bring NASCAR over, and we competed for quite a while, could only get some of the races.
That's right.
With WSOC in Charlotte, and finally we became big enough with our expanded signal that MRN and PRN, the networks, they took a closer look at it, and they said, yeah, we need you, and we no longer were being blocked or isolated.
We're no longer the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah.
We are the racing station in this whole Charlotte metro.
We are now, because after that, WSOC, I guess they didn't want to share the audience, so they, after a while, they made the decision to get out for whatever reason.
Right.
And so it has grown our NASCAR coverage. We carry all the big races, the cup races on
Sunday
or Saturday.
People love their racing, and radio is still the premier way they do it. Not a lot of people are going to sit down and watch a race go around and around and around and around, around for 3 or 4 hours. They're not going to do that.
Especially on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, on a Sunday afternoon.
When they could be out at
doing
the lake,
whatever,
the river, wherever they may be. So it has become a big part of a lot of people's listening. Of course, Sports Talk was on long before we bought the station. It's still on, so it's been on 40-plus years. That's a big part every evening from 6 to 8 o'clock. And then high school football.
Yep.
It has enabled us to do something that we had wanted to do for a long time, and that was introduce the End Zone, which is the show after our broadcast, and that thing is listened to statewide. It's now become the number one high school post game in the Carolinas. Just alone online, our numbers are through the roof.
If you have not listened to that program, I don't care whether you're a sports nut or not, it is something to listen to because it is 2 hours of all these sports guys around a table with all the clips from the highlights of the games, the scores, and all that stuff. And they're bantering back and forth about, well, he should have done that, he should have done this, blah, blah, blah. Coaches calling in. I mean, it's a well-produced show. It's so good that it ain't good enough to be on one time. It's got to be on three times. It's on one time on Interstate 107, and then the next morning it's Saturday at 6 a.m. it's on WRHI, and then at 8 o'clock it's on 104.1 The Bridge.
And we have a video component of it.
That's
that
right.
Has traditionally been on 103. Now it's going to be on CN2 starting this fall. Chuck Roberts does a great job of it. He's very smooth. He's very even-tempered, and he's able to get the guys on and off in a timely fashion, and you don't have to worry about getting bored because they'll keep it exciting.
It is not boring. I mean, it is fast-paced. Boom, 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 boom. And for somebody who's missed some of the games, I mean, of course, with the app, you can listen to all the games, just toggle back and forth or whatever you want. But if you miss something, you tune that show in, you'll be hard-pressed to turn it off.
You ask about what we're doing going forward now.
Right.
Of course, sports is such a big part of Interstate 107 and the entire OTS Sports Network, which is on all of our stations. Our country music format, we have a couple of great announcers that are kind of the backbone of
local announcers.
That's right. Charlie Derrick.
Thank you.
Been a part of our on-air for 23 years.
Sure.
A guy by the name of Stephen Stone that a lot of people know. He does a lot of weekend stuff.
Jay Taylor.
And Jackson Taylor.
Jackson
Taylor is the guy who takes you home every afternoon. So, and then on Sunday night.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Get that plug in now.
It's called Solid Gold Sunday Night. And this Sunday, the main reason I wanted to come on here was.
So glad I asked.
Let everybody know that Sunday night, we're going back to 1964. All the guys are coming in. Jackson and Stone and Charlie and Tallman Ingram Truluck from the Amoeba Farm down in Florence. We've got the whole crew coming in, and we're going to count down the
top. How about Frankie Pingatori?
No, Frank's out. We're going to do the top 30 countdown
for
the year of 1964.
This comes on at what time?
7 o'clock. Goes from 7 to 10. There's no race this coming Sunday. We made arrangements to make sure that wasn't going to be a part of getting away.
We told MRN Norris this weekend.
Sometimes we have to start a little bit late because of a race running long, but this week there's no race, and it'll be the day after our 60th anniversary, so we'll actually be starting our 61st year as we get ready for this big show. And we're putting a lot into this, and I know a lot of you are going to enjoy hits by Buck Owens and Roger Miller and some of the greats of that era.
As you can sense, he's in his element. He's back into his history. And it's a very good show. It's well done, and I know you spent a lot of time on it, and it's well worth listening to, especially for the 60th anniversary. And that is going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Happy anniversary, Interstate 107.
And to you.
And to you too, Al. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, we are here, and we've got Buster with us. Oh, boy, we're all set now. We're going to be able to tell, and Charlie's here. Yeah! What do we do here? We do fresh subs and salads at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The way we do them is in the white letters, and anybody who would like to participate may do so at the count of three. Are we ready? Ready, Buster? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day and happy anniversary, Interstate 107. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.